Let us bow our heads, open our hearts, and pray. Guide us, O Lord, by thy most gracious favor. In your light, we may see your truth. We may find freedom, and by your help, we may do works. All of this, we ask in the most precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, with a chance, how many of y'all get up in the morning and you think about paying your mortgage or fixing your car, or there's a sick family member, or you have a bill coming up, or that you have, or when is your next check coming in? How many of y'all get that little headache right here in the front of your head, thinking about all the problems that's going to arise for the day, and you haven't even gotten up out of bed yet? I know I sometimes do, but mine might seem like a little bit more basic than yours. Like, did I put out the kids' clothing the night before? Or did I get the right snack for the right kid that day? Because that's just going to lead to all kind of problems there. See, what y'all probably don't know is that I usually put together a shopping list. And I usually put it together the same morning that I'm coming up here to celebrate service. Because after here is the great expedition to Walmart. So I'm usually rushing to put it together while at the same time trying to get all the kids into the car, trying to make sure that I have the USB stick full of movies so that they can look at it, so they don't, for lack of a better phrase, bother me on the ride up complaining or fighting. I try to get their breakfast orders from either McDonald's or Dunkin' Donuts. And that's when after I get all of that done, I hit the road to come up. Now, as all of this is going on, I'm trying to remember if I put on the list toilet paper, some kind of meat that I want to cook for the week. What kind of excuse I can give them so I don't have to cook on Monday, you know, so I can go up in there and just say it's either fend for self day or spaghetti night. Trust me, it's easy. Spaghetti fills all gaps. Or do I already have the meat in the freezer that I want to buy, so I have two and three of them in the freezer now that I got to find a way to eat? And that's not including the other million of things that I say I might have forgotten to order over the week. It's stressful sometimes in our day-to-day life, but that's the least of the thing. These issues that we come across, the anxiety, the stress, those are the things that can cause a stroke, otherwise known as the silent killer. I have enough things on my plate day to day that I need to do just basic things, just in order to get through the day. But I want you to know that the most important thing that I need to do is to make sure that my three little ones that are sitting right in front of y'all don't have to be stressed out or worried about themselves, such as where their next meal is coming from, where they're going to live. And to me, the most important thing that comes to my mind is, where's their father? And why did he have to leave us? These are things that go through my mind daily. See, being stressed and being anxious can lead to all kinds of extra problems on top of that. Being stressed about money can cause you to steal. Being stressed about how and what other people are thinking about can cause you to lie. Maybe small little white lies. Maybe big lies. But in the grand scheme of things, who wants to deal with a thief? Who wants to deal with a liar? I personally prefer not to, but life is what it is. And those are the kind of people that you have to deal with over the course of your life. Today's gospel lesson is from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 24 through 34, in which Jesus continues the Sermon on the Mount. He starts off with that famous line that everybody knows. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and Mammon. See, I'm going to dive into that verse because I think it's very important. And a lot of people's lives tend to float around it. See, some people may think that Mammon is another god, because there are other gods. Just our Father in heaven is the God that we worship. But what they're referring to is money, riches, wealth. See, money is a driving factor for a lot of people. But that piece of scripture is specifically talking about the direction of our devotion. We tend to worry the most about that which we're devoted to. And money, like I said, is the biggest player of all. Money is the biggest devotion that people had back then, and they still have now. I mean, let's be realistic. You have to be able to pay your bills and buy your food and gas and pay your taxes and your bills. And what do you pay those things with? Money. God doesn't hate, despise, or turn away from us because you have to work in order to pay your expenses. What God doesn't like is when you devote your life to money. Jesus knows that what you worry the most about is what you'll be the most connected to. And that's what'll get the most devotion out of you. If you think that money is the one thing that you can't do without, then you'll worry about it all the time. About getting it. About keeping it. And definitely not about losing it. Jesus sums it up in a simple question when he says, is not life more than meat and the body than raiment? He's asking whether or not money is what really defines us having a good life. The birds and the flowers, they don't worry about money. They don't worry about clothing. But God takes care of them. He provides shelter, food, and everything that they need to survive. And they're not worried about it. The point isn't that God doesn't want us to have nice things. He doesn't want us living on the street. And he doesn't want us wondering where we're going to get our next meal from. Our Father, our God, he loves us and cares for us whether we want to believe it or not. As a matter of fact, God loved the world so much that he sent his only begotten Son. Not one of his sons, but his only begotten Son to die on the cross for us so that we would know that we're safe and secure in his arms. Amen. He wants us to stop believing that money is our primary source of security. Jesus tells us that we need to devote ourselves to God and let God be the center and source of our security. Then we'll have no worries. If God can take care of the birds in the air and the flowers in the field, then don't you think that he can take care of us? Jesus is not telling us, though, that we just have to sit back and do nothing. He's waiting for that lottery ticket to mysteriously fall in our hand, you know, for us to win the lotto. We have to be involved in our lives, in our day-to-day lives. We have to continue doing our day-to-day, but we need to be obedient. We need to be devoted to God. We need to lean on those everlasting arms and put our problems in His hands. We need to put our faith and trust in the belief that God will take us out of the problems. He will take care of us as parents take care of their children. And we all know that we're not dealing with an ordinary parent. We're not dealing with an ordinary father. We're dealing with an extraordinary one. We're dealing with the one who created us, watches over us, and most definitely loves us. Amen? The Old Testament tells us the following about being anxious. As a matter of fact, both of the two following verses that are hundreds of years apart say the same thing, basically. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6 tells us, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." Now Joshua 1:9 tells us almost the exact same thing. "Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." We're not alone. And that's a lot of that leads to the problems that people are having. They feel that they're alone in this thing called life. The least thing that we have to worry about is being alone, because God is with us always and forever. Amen? And the New Testament also has a few things to say about it. John 14:27 tells us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be what? Troubled. Neither let it be afraid." Philippians 4:6-7 tells us, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus." In that last verse from Philippians, it says to do everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We have to give thanks to God for all that He has done for us, whether we see it or we don't. Because it's hard to be stressed out and worried about anything if we're thankful for Him already answering our prayers and relieving that stress that's in our lives. God's peace and love will guard our hearts and minds as long as we believe in who? In Jesus Christ. And we acknowledge Him as our Lord and Savior. See, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I know that's enough for me. Another funny thing that came up was that I've been involved in this Bible study, just like we had talked about, Bishop. And we're presently doing a Bible study on the book of Romans. And I'm doing it with someone that's very close to my heart. And while reading, I came across Romans chapter 8, verse 32, which says, "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all of us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" See, I don't believe that after having done all that God has done for us, that there's anything that God wouldn't continue to do for us. As long as we have faith in him and the belief in our hearts that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. As the scripture tells us, worrying doesn't change anything. As a matter of fact, it's a waste of time and energy. That being the case, why do it? Really? As a matter of fact, it won't add anything to our lives. But truth be told, based upon what I told you earlier about it being deadly, stress, anxiety, and all forms of worrying can actually shorten your life by affecting you in a couple of different ways. One, it can affect your health by stressing you out and raising your blood pressure. That silent killer. Two, it can affect you socially by messing up any relationship that you're in, by forming barriers and keeping you alone in this world. And this is a world that God meant for us to be together in, to be in relationship not only with him, but also with each other. Last, but definitely not least, it can affect our relationship with God because we're not turning to him and we're not trusting him to take care of whatever else is bothering us. Instead of being anxious, worried, nervous, or stressed out about anything, you need to seek first God's kingdom. In other words, when you think about your life, your food, your clothing, your money, or your job, don't worry about it. You need to go to God as humbly as you know how and put all of your problems, all of your stress, all of your worries in his powerful hand and put your trust in him to take care of all of those issues for you. Put your worries in God's hand because I'm quite sure that God has more important things that he wants us to focus on, that he wants us to do. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.